Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Tonight, each and every show, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News. None better than the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney. I've been dying to ask him about this. So, Bob, now we have this deal with Iran. I say we, but also a handful of other countries, as you know. This has been over 20-plus months of negotiating all these delays and everything else. But when you look at the agreement, and the president is really pushing it, because there are certainly some critics as to, well, how are we going to know if they're, you know, building up the nukes, really, when they have these days in between. Do you think he's doing a good job of selling it, first of all, and your reaction to the deal?
Well, I think he's done a good job of selling it, and also he sent Joe Biden to the Hill, the vice president, which is a good touch. Secretary Kerry is going to be testifying personally on the Hill, former senator. So you start to look at the pieces, and I think they're making the right moves. He called Netanyahu. So I think he's doing the right moves, and he's putting a full-court press. The deal itself is fascinating because it, and some people denounce it before they read it, but the deal actually goes through six countries plus Iran. And the, by the way, the religious right wing of Iran do not like the deal. And it's got such a support amongst people that went to the streets dancing for the choice, you know, chance of freedom. Even the right wing mullahs couldn't oppose it too harshly. But so it's got that kind of support. I think amongst people here, they might not be dancing in the streets, but they're not. People don't seem to be as alarmed because I think the president's, you know, press conference was good. The deal itself provides Security Council, Kate, six countries, verifiable ability. Now, the problem people say is, well, Iran has 24 days to say we don't want the inspectors in and then hide everything. This isn't like moving a basket at a grocery store from one end to the other. It would be moving huge amounts of equipment. So I think the verification levels are there. Is it perfect? No. Iran gets an embargo on small arms dropped, and there's a buildup with they and the Saudis. That's not healthy. It's not part of the nuke issue itself, but it's not healthy. But overall, President makes one great point at the end of this. What's your alternative? If we don't do anything, they build a bomb. What? Tell me what you want to do. And even John McCain won't answer what he wants to, which is WAR, or...
Yeah, because that would not wash well or would not be taken well by the American public, do you think?
I don't think so. I mean, no. We've been through this, and Iran is a lot fiercer than Iraq.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. Well, since you and I last talked, there are now 15. Scott Walker jumps into the race. I think, in a way, if I was his strategist, I think he jumps in too late. Why did he wait so long when everybody else was declaring, grab up that money?
He's way too late. I mean, he's just... Now, he's going to have a lot of backing. He's got the Koch brothers and, you know, big money people. But Jeb Bush has money, too. Walker has some enthusiasm. I mean, Jeb Bush still continues to look like he's really irritated being in this race and disengaged. Meanwhile, Trump is just, he's just stepping all over Jeb Bush, period. Jeb Bush is starting to become not relevant. So Scott Walker did wait a little bit late, but I think if Trump pushes Bush out of this thing, then anybody can be viable. It'll be a, you know, Katie bar the door, fist flying.
Yeah, I agree with you definitely on that one. And the other thing is that we keep seeing these polls for what the polls are worth, and I saw a big, giant headline this morning that the GOP tops Hillary in six battleground states, but every poll I look at, she's beating even the leading Republican candidate. I was just in D.C. and talking to some off-the-record pretty staunch Republicans who say that she's all but won the election. Do you think the underlying current is we just got to do what we can to try to minimize her because she's still getting too much of a lead on everybody?
Well, I think and of course the Congress is going to do that with this whole Benghazi thing, but I think here's the bottom line. they and people you talk to, I would assume, would say what I'm about to say. Most Republicans that are in the know that don't want to talk.
Mm-hmm.
Jeb Bush against Hillary Clinton, it is done. Hillary Clinton is going to take the oath of office, period. The only hope the Republican Party has is someone new. And even with that, it's going to be an uphill climb. But I can tell you right now, if it's Jeb Bush, it's done. I mean, it's just done. And they're not hopeful with other people against Hillary Clinton, but they know Bush can't make it.
Yeah, I agree with you. Bob Nay, thanks so much as always from Talk Radio News. We'll talk to you again. All right, the big question is, what happened a little bit later in the day that exploded? Four Marines shockingly murdered. Again, here we go. It's being billed as domestic terrorism. Unbelievable. I mean, unbelievable. Some of what has now come out as a result of this ex-Navy SEAL saying unbelievable things. The gunman's father, once investigated for terrorist ties. There are so many aspects to this horrific, horrific story that unfolded today to the shock and awe, I'm going to call it, of so many. So a Middle Eastern male kills four Marines, wounds another at a Navy Reserve Center in Chattanooga. I'm going to give you the details before being fatally shot in a very brazen, incredibly brutal act of what I said could only be called domestic terrorism. The FBI identifies the gunman as 24-year-old Muhammad Yusuf Hickson, or Muhammad Yusuf Abedazine of Hickson, Tennessee, a few miles from Chattanooga. They think he was born in Kuwait because all the details are coming out. Is he a Kuwaiti citizen? Is he a U.S. citizen? That's another thing that's been debated back and forth. They're investigating whether he was inspired, although it's looking that way by Islamic State, ISIS. And he certainly had ramblings of that all over the place. Four Marines were killed. Shots were fired at this reserve center in the city. The wounded Marine was hit by gunfire, fired at the recruiting center not far away. That's what happened to him. And the guy with the gun was dead after the shootings at this center. So they're talking about, when it unfolded, that all of a sudden the shootings happened and exploded, and people were scrambling and trying to run for cover is what really happened. And even Chattanooga State Community College, you could hear the shots, they say. They told people to stay indoors there because it was unclear as to what was going on. One witness said that the Navy Center was just completely on lockdown when the shooting started. It happened about 11 a.m. Eastern. A whole bunch of shots, again, heard in nearby areas. Even that community college, they were unclear as to where that was going on. So here's what the question becomes. The question becomes, this is what I thought. Fort Hood, remember what happened with Major Nadal Hassan and the fact that you didn't have anybody that was armed, right? Only MPs can carry firearms, weapons, on a military base. Is it time that we change this? 2009 was the attack on the soldiers at Fort Hood. Is it time that we change that? Especially in wake of what's happened here. Remember the Navy Yard, September a year ago. Same thing. People were sitting ducks, targets, if you will. What do you think? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, expose themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Making your move, you come down as fast as lightning.
All right, thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight. We're going to jump back to that story. Shocking. You may have seen some of the video of it. And this Kuwaiti-born gunman had enough ammo, they say, to just hold off police for a while. And here we go again with another military facility that's targeted. And then people afterwards saying, oh, the guy seems so nice. Seems so nice. And this is obviously domestic terrorism once again. Unbelievable. So we're going to jump back to that in a second. But I wanted to mention this quickly. The jury decides on the Colorado theater shooting. Remember, this was now almost 3 years ago. Imagine the grief of all those people, the victims, the people who were killed, and the people who were maimed as a result of what happened with James Holmes. So jurors went at this for 3 months. Sometimes when a jury takes a long time, especially in a murder trial, it doesn't always bode well. But James Holmes had everything thrown at him and then some. It took 12 hours. They deliberated for about 12 hours. He was guilty on all 24 counts of first-degree murder. So pretty quickly from that point of view. Now, should he pay for the crime with his life? The penalty phase of the trial starts on Monday. They think that lasts perhaps about a month. Just to refresh your memory as to what this story is about in James Holmes, it was about his mental state. It was about 400 people had went to a special midnight premiere in the summertime of the Batman movie, The Dark Knight Rises, in 2012 in Aurora, Colorado. He comes into the theater ready and dressed for action, throws some tear gas, and starts shooting, gunning for people. 12 people died, 70 others were wounded. And you can only imagine how terrifying that was. And speaking of terrifying, what I was just talking about, obviously, with the four Marines who were killed, my goodness, you're a Marine, and all that goes into that, and all the sacrifice, and you're serving in some hairy, hairy places, let's face it, and then you're killed in your own homeland, on your own base, your own facility, by some nut job who then is killed. So questions abound on this. And I think the one question with these military places, yards, and training centers and everything else being targets, my opinion is you got to let these officers, these enlisted guys, carry guns. So in Chattanooga, these four Marines were not armed. Comes into two military centers, and that's it. Ugh. Again, so sad. What do you think? Do you think it's time we say, yeah, I mean, how can you serve and not have a gun? And if the MP3s aren't there scrambling, we know what happened at Fort Hood. That was horrifying, and this is equally as horrifying. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Let's go to Grim. He takes the first crack at this. Hey, Grim.
Surprise. Hey,
yeah.
Grim.
Yeah, hey, what's happening, man?
This is my first time to call in on your first hour. They're doing Mark Levin, and then I'll hear you in an hour later.
There you go.
Yeah, I missed your first hour ever since I've been calling in and didn't know about it for a while, so that's why I say surprise.
There you go. I love it.
and how much more fitting than to memorize the most favorable Marine there ever was.
Yeah, crazy, huh? Yeah, surprise.
You know, I didn't quite get to finish what I wanted to say last night. I didn't end it up, but if Obama, when he gets out of the office, goes to open up his library, I want to commission a sign on the front door that says, "This is not how," and put "not" in capital letters, to run the office of presidency.
Yeah, obviously there's a lot of frustrations, obviously.
Well, I'm very frustrated.
I'm gonna
pick up where Izzy left off. I'm downright mad.
Yeah.
Because this man is committing treason. He's giving away everything. He's not acting in the best interests of the citizens of this country, period. And it's quite obvious. And as far as the Marine Corps goes, yeah, basic trainees don't need to be armed, but if you've been in the service and you've been serving your time, you should have a right to walk around with a weapon because you've been trained how to successfully use a weapon. And they're not called guns, they're called weapons.
Yeah, well, think about it. This Muhammad Yusuf Abdulaziz is his name. I correct that. Abdulaziz was carrying 30-round mags when he opened fire. So you got no chance, brother. You got no chance. He was able to keep everyone away from him, and he was able to take four lives.
Well, you'd be shocked at how well an armed Marine could respond.
Yes.
Compared to an unarmed Marine.
Yeah, I agree.
And I guarantee you, he may have got one or two, but one of them would have got him.
Yeah.
If they were all armed. And I say that these are specialized, you know, this gun control. I even heard the fact there was a no gun. It's not a gun, it's a weapon. No weapon should have been around. You know, they had a sign. Well, there's your gun control for you. Look how good it's doing. You know, let's stick up a sign. Nobody's going to come around.
Yeah, and then think about this. I'll give you, flesh out the details a little bit more. I didn't do a great job of that as we were up against it, but you know, I said you could hear the bullets all over the place, and the reason why is because you're at a strip mall. It was a military recruiting center that was in one of those strip malls. So that's what happens, and that's how they were sitting ducks. So then you've got You know, he drives up in this rented car, a Mustang convertible. No one's looking at him. Then he moves on to the next place, which is 7 miles away, which is a Naval Reserve Center. And there he rams into a gate, and then goes on the shooting rampage. And that's how he, again, took more people out. Absolutely, absolutely crazy.
Yes, yes. When you got leadership like we got, Kate, what can you expect? Because, you know, they're sanctioning criminal acts, terrorist acts. You know, when you got somebody that's not up against it, fighting it, and saying that, you know, hey, we got to act in a moral, high standard society, you're going to have these people that think, well, I can get away with it. President says it's okay. Let me do it.
Yeah, yeah. Unfortunately for those families, it's just so unbelievably awful. Absolutely. Grim, thanks for the call. We got to go out to Dan. Let's go to Dan. Dan, what do you think? Should we have our military personnel armed when they're on these bases or reserve centers or wherever? Because you had a naval center and you had a recruitment center.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, let me see. Okay, treason, yes. President's guilty of treason. He should be impeached and then put in the same jail that he went to visit today. Let him stay there until we get ready to end his service forever. You know, life would be a nice sentence for him. The Marines should be armed, absolutely. And the Muslims, every damn one of them, should be kicked out of this country. Izzy, love you. Grim, great. Our good friend in Michigan, Tomas, excellent brother. These people have got to go. No quarter given. Every damn Muslim should be thrown out of this country. Every damn terrorist act we've had has been some kind of Muslim thing, except that roof idiot. Those are few and far between, and we can take care of our own on that. But as far as the Muslims go, kick them all out of the country. Take their damn property. Take their damn wealth. Kick them over to Arabia, where this crap all started, and let them live with the sons of guns. I was polite.
You were polite.
That's about all.
All right, Dan, we're up against it. Thanks. Okay, he's extreme in the view of again, saying kick them all out. I can't agree with that because there are Muslim people who are not at all radicalized, who are American, who are full-blooded American, I would say. I'm going to call them that. And I think that it's you can't, well, you can, but I think taking too broad of a stroke and brushing it across is unfair. However, radicalized Islamic extremist people who are spewing hate, and clearly there's a path there, absolutely, and we're seeing it more and more, and that is frightening. He's 100% right about that, no question. All right, stay with us for a moment. We're going to lighten the load. In a sense, we're talking about numbers we can count around the bend.
As a parent, one of my greatest concerns is for the safety and well-being of my family. But no matter how concerned I am, it doesn't take the place of taking action and preparing for the unknown. I plan by having a GoFood savings account where I allocate a little money each month to have health store quality food delivered to my door at budget store prices. Although GoFoods are storable for 25 years, they are family mealtime favorites even today. My family asking to eat the food that we are storing lets me know that when we only have the food we stored to live on, that we won't have the added stress of eating unfamiliar or undesirable food. Buying GoFoods is investing in the future of my family. Convenient packages allow me to buy according to my budget, and I get free shipping on my monthly orders. To set up your GoFood savings account, call 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 800-648-9753.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I'm going to get that down. I'm going to get that theme down. That is my goal for the rest of this year. Hey, hey, everybody. Time for another edition of We Can Count. It is about the numbers. The last time we met, I did the thing with Time Magazine because they had so many cool things, so many oddball numbers, including the animals that were the most deadly. I'm still shocked by that. This sharks, as much as we're hearing about sharks, not even in the top 10, folks. Not even in the top 10. Deadliest creature, the mosquito. Ugh. I think about that all the time because of the water that we've had near the satellite facility in Texas. Boy, it's all about how do you eliminate the mosquitoes. In fact, if you have a good way to do that in another segment, our mailbag, send me your ideas of how to eliminate mosquitoes. Okay, we kick off our first numbers deal here with Trump. People are still reeling about the $10 billion rev by Trump, saying that he has a net worth of more than $10 billion. And had a 2014 income of $362 million. And when you declare for president, of course, that's all fair game, and it's open season on whatever your affairs are when it comes to the financials, which I think it's good. You should be able to disclose that. And this is a thing that I don't think hurts Trump. It helps him, because then most of what people out there who would be voters, I think, would say is that Donald Trump can be his own man. He's not beholden to any political group, really, since he could run on his own dime if he wanted to. he could do that. You know what's interesting is $213 million Trump is what Trump got from NBC Universal during 14 years of hosting The Apprentice, and almost $27 million in January when he sold stock in companies like Facebook, Yahoo, Boeing, and Best Buy. See, that's the deal. The stock market, as I veer off for a quick second, I always say it's like gambling. We're standing at the world's biggest craps table. But when you have money, you make mo money, because that's when those stocks just multiply. I mean, he got $22 million from investments in mutual funds and hedge funds. Of course he did. So his net worth was higher than the $8.7 billion that was actually disclosed when he announced his candidacy in June, because you had to throw these other things in there. So that makes him the wealthiest person to ever run for president. He surpasses Ross Perot and Steve Forbes, Mitt Romney. He surpasses them all. That's it. Period. And it's interesting because he said, people said I would never run, then they said I would never file my statement of candidacy with the FEC. And that's silly because Trump doesn't care. He has the I don't care face of, I don't care what you think. Here's my life, here's what I've done, and there is no issue with Trump in that department. But the electability department, that's a different story. And then what does he do to the race? Does he help or hurt other Republican candidates? He is like a walking hand grenade. Because you have to decide, when you're a Republican candidate, how do you respond to some of the things that Trump has said? And how do you yet still do the dance that you have to dance, you're forced to do, when you're dealing with donors, when you're dealing with people? Speaking of donors, Bernie Sanders claims 284,000 donors to Clinton's 250,000 plus. How about that? So she might be raking in more do-re-mi than her top Democratic rivals, but he's saying, whoa, 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 individual donors, let me show you mine. Here's what I have. So he's jumped up on her. Certainly with young people, he's got their attention. So according to the quarterly filings anyway with the Federal Elections Commission, his campaign got 15.2 mil in donations. Clinton, 46.7. But he's the regular guy. He's running for the regular peeps. And that's where he's gaining the momentum versus what Hillary Clinton has. Isn't that interesting? And then what's also interesting is the endorsements, the celebrity endorsements just for fun. Ben and Jerry's ice cream chain, Ben Cohen, Jerry Greenfield, they donated $1,400 and change. Mark Ruffalo, the actor, gave $825. Michael Render from Killer Mike gave some money. Rapper Brandon McCarthy, Lil B, has also endorsed him. So there's a bunch of people that are in Bernie Sanders' corner, and I think he's feeling that. I think he's feeling the love. You can tell it in his speaking engagements. Does he really have a chance to be president? I don't think so. But I don't have the crystal ball that will tell me exactly what will happen. I just think that when I look at Sanders and I look at the other candidates, I see him as somebody who's a player in the debates, but I don't think he's a player that's going to win this thing. But then now that I've said that, who knows? Wouldn't that be wild? Oh, that would be crazy. Oh, that would be crazy. All right, this is from Judicial Watch, and this goes to the numbers thing. They are talking about the smoking gun in the Benghazi deal. Benghazi is the nightmare for Hillary that hasn't gone away, but can it really tank her election? I don't think it tanks the election. It just doesn't, because of the people that will still vote for her no matter what. But what's interesting is that Judicial Watch, and we've had these people on, they have information about an email directly tying Clinton, so the number is one, for the first time to the now debunked Benghazi talking points used by, remember how this tanked her, the UN ambassador, Susan Rice, to claim that the attack was the result of spontaneous protests that's gone awry. So showing contempt for transparency, the Obama State Department won't divulge the contents of the email. They won't do it. Now, we're going back to September 11th, 2012, and the attack on the consulate, let me refresh your memory, in Benghazi, Libya, that killed four Americans, including our ambassador. On July 7th, the State Department submitted a court filing with the news about the Clinton-Benghazi email. So that's where it lies. And the Sullivan documents, it's an email chain from September 29th, 2012, discussing the talking points. It was included in the 55,000, there's your numbers, pages of documents Clinton provided to the state. The initial email was sent to Clinton's secret email account. So there you go. An unnamed agency staffer initially determining the talking points email was not relevant to Judicial Watch's request, by the way, for emails about the Benghazi talking points. Of course it's significant because of the denials. See, that goes again to that transparency thing. So if they had talking points and they thought that's what it was, once it was like raw meat and everybody jumped on it on the Republican side, then there's the backing away. What are you talking about? And then the protection of Susan Rice, and then that's it. Then, boom, we're done with this. It doesn't matter. Remember the famous Hillary Clinton thing? Who cares? They're still dead. Who cares? They're still dead. Well, the reason is because can we just know what happened? Can you just get to the bottom line of that? And if they're not doing that, which we know, then that makes you think, oh, yeah, there's something a little more nefarious going on here. It just, it doesn't look right. But that's not anything new. All right, 41, Bush hospitalized after a fall at his summer house in Maine. The former prez was in stable condition after breaking a vertebrae in his neck at a fall in Kennebunkport. They say he's fine. Remember, he was hospitalized last year, but you got to think of his tender age. He's 91 years old. 91 years old. Time flies, doesn't it? So when I don't have to lecture all of you, you know this from being parents, etc., that with your own parents, as you age, those bones become more brittle. And then it becomes certainly very dangerous if you have a fall. So we have to keep an eye on that. He's in the hospital, and I'm going to believe the response that he's okay, but that had to be a scary moment. There had to be a lot of running around and jettisoning him to the hospital as soon as they could, because that is definitely a very dangerous thing, something that you don't want to see happen. All right, here's something that's also interesting that I came across when I was looking at numbers. And I didn't talk about this too much, but Puerto Rico has missed its first debt payment. So what does that mean when we're saying they missed their first debt payment? Well, this is what it means. By missing the debt payment, Puerto Rico puts themselves in a precarious situation. The trustee, a U.S. bank, hasn't commented on it, but last month, the amount of money we're talking about, it's $36.3 million. It's a payment on bonds that matured. If they don't, it would be the first time, if they don't make this good, it would be the first time that Puerto Rico has defaulted on a debt payment and would come as they're seeking to negotiate with creditors and restructure $72 billion of obligations. So that's not great news. The payment to them, to the bank, they're saying, oh, it's not that large. Boy, it seems large to me, isn't it? The payment is not large, and it's primarily due to on-island creditors, but it's likely to be skipped, is what they were saying just a week, just a couple days ago, really. So Puerto Rico's in need of cash, obviously, because investors have closed the island's access to capital markets by demanding high interest rates. That's the problem. So the development bank, a source of the cash flow for the Commonwealth, $78 million of net liquidity as of May, down from $2 billion in October. So they can't run out of cash. They had to avoid running out of cash by September 30th, and the bank wants to exchange its notes for longer maturity debt. Does that make sense? It does, and it's scary. The governor, Alejandro Garcia Padilla, last month directed the island officials to create a debt restructuring plan by August 30th. The governor says Puerto Rico cannot afford to repay what it owes. Wow, a familiar song that we've heard from a few other places, but not good when you see that Puerto Rico is in this situation. Chuck Schumer, who represents New York, a lot of Puerto Rican Americans, is backing legislation that would allow Puerto Rico's public corporations to file for Chapter 9 bankruptcy protection like we can in the U.S. But that bill has stalled. No Republican support. All right, that's this edition of We Can Count. Kicking you back, jumping over the fence, hanging with you on America Tonight next.
Yeah.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. Life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again.
We can't wait to take this show on the road again, and you can help us spread the word. Tell your neighbors, tell your friends. Who knows who you know and who can bring in America tonight? And here is the added punch to that. Go to KateOnTheRoad.com, KateOnTheRoad.com, and you will be entered. You just have to click on the link and put your name and your email address, and you will be entered for a NextBook Flex 11 with Wi-Fi and 11.6 touch screen. It's pretty amazing, this tablet. It's got an amazing operating system, I know, because they gave me one so I would be able to navigate it. And it unhinges. So in other words, you've got a tablet and then you also have a keyboard with it, and we are flat out giving that away. We're going to have a drawing for it, but you can't win the Flex, the netbook, the next book. I keep saying netbook, the next book Flex 11, unless you go to Kate, like Willie said, KateOnTheRoadAgain.com. We've been fortunate as people have brought us in to do several shows on the road in the history of America Tonight, where we've gone to Ireland and Grenada and Ecuador and Hawaii, and we've gone to Taos, New Mexico. We've taken it to Philadelphia. We've taken it to the Republican convention in Tampa and a myriad of other places. We could come to your neighborhood. There's something going on, some huge event, whatever it is. That's the beauty of America tonight. We want that slice of life of what people are doing in all the nooks and crannies. So go to kateontheroad.com, kateontheroad.com. Willie is the prompt. And you'll see it. It'll say Flex 11, the next book, Flex 11. Click on that. Just enter that. Then you'll get the information. Pass the information on to people in the know who know how to bring us to your neighborhood. So, speaking of the wrong elements in a neighborhood, I'll tell you, it is incredibly frightening with what we started with at the top of this show. The second it happened, naturally, we live in the 140-character world, as I'm fond of saying, meaning brevity and speed. So the second the four Marines were killed, I won't say the second, but pretty much right after that, it became news. Immediately, we knew, oh no, here we go again. And what was your mind thinking? Were you thinking that something awful had happened? Obviously, four Marines died, but what were you thinking was the cause of it? And right away, where does a mind jump? And our mind jumps to terrorism. It just does. And this is awful that we've got this huge problem with domestic terrorism, as so many other people have battled this. And not that we haven't battled bad elements, and not that there haven't been terrible murders and things that have happened in the history of the United States. Of course, you know, it's the microcosm of society. But the vengeance and the hate, and I guarantee as they're turning this over, this is what it's looking like. This is what it's looking like. So you have a Kuwaiti-born young guy who decides, oh, I got tons of ammo, and I'm going to kill some people. And that's exactly what he did. He targeted a strip mall was one of the places where shattering glass, you could hear the bullets by nearby community college, and it was awful. Then you have 7 miles away, unsuspecting, at a naval facility, smashing through the gates, people screaming and running, realizing that what was happening, realizing something terrible is happening. And then in Chattanooga, there weren't, you know, people that were armed in those situations. So how are you going to take them out? And because he had so much ammo, he was shooting back, of course, once you had a chase ensue, and that took some time after that. So it was, you know, 11 o'clock in the morning when all of this stuff starts to happen. And it's that split second, it's those quick decisions. If you remember what happened with the Muhammad contest in Garland, Texas, where you had the two guys that drove to Texas from Arizona and showed up, and they were armed to the teeth too, but you had security around because of what the event was inside. But immediately, boom, they're gone because a traffic cop knows what to do instinctively, starts to shoot, and they're taken out. In this case with the Marines, that's not going to happen at the strip mall where nobody is armed. There's just a whole lot of bullets that are flying, and from one end. So there's, how are you combating that? So we go back to the same thing about weapons, about somebody who, to the point of Grimm, who called in earlier, somebody who's been in the Marines for a while, they've served. If you have someone in that situation, somebody who's there in a recruiting center, why can't they be armed? And I would, at this point, say I absolutely agree. And we look at the history of things that have happened. We saw what happened at the Navy Yard a year ago. All those people were sitting ducks. We saw what happened at Fort Hood in 2009. Let's just stop the insanity. Let's stop the insanity and end what is an incredibly vulnerable situation for the people who happen to be in these places that are targets, that become soft and easy targets. I mean, just horrifying. Horrifying for the people who were right there, too, because that's what they see. I'm at that strip mall. I turn around and it sounds like firecrackers, and all of you know that from bullets if you're not on top of it, certainly. And that's all you're hearing. You're hearing that pop, and what are you, hitting the deck now? We just hit the deck the second we hear that. And the Naval Reserve shooting, in taking out four Marines, now we have a dead suspect. We have the question that hangs in the balance of what was the motive, although seemingly the way it's looking is we're suspecting that this has to do with homegrown terrorism in a sense. Might be ISIS-driven. That's the way it's looking. With the shooter being identified and with some of the things that have been said in ramblings that he's written. So we go back to that. Okay, what's left behind? But there's nothing to question because he's dead. I mean, there's, you know, nobody to question on this other than the people around him who are saying that they're shocked. They can't believe it. At least initially, this is what we're hearing. Maybe some of that changes as they dig deeper into this and identify more people who knew him and can add to the conversation as to, wow, how did this happen? Were there any indications of this? Were crazy things being said? So the shooting and the killing of four Marines on Thursday. Two attacks, two separate spots in Chattanooga. The feds unveiling everything they can in looking at what possibly set this in motion. What possibly set this in motion? Mohammed Yusuf Abdulaziz. Again, Abdulaziz is his name. And the U.S. Counterterrorism Center, by the way, as somebody sent me a text on this immediately from the Pentagon, that they've seen nothing so far that he was initially on any lists or connected specifically to any terrorist organization. But ISIS has been, of course, rallying around the mantra. They have a magazine, a slick magazine designed for young people, where they're pushing the extreme envelope of kill the people in your own country for ISIS. Do it. 24 years old, born in Kuwait. And, you know, he was from Hickson, Tennessee. So that's just across the river from Chattanooga, just across the river. And what can the people in Chattanooga do but deal with and try to make sense of? There is no sense to make of this. There is no sense to make of this. Only deal with the facts of what happened. He wasn't on the FBI's radar leading up to the attacks. He was killed by the officers. He didn't commit suicide. And now the people are left saying they can't believe that these four innocent Marines were taken out. Hey, thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.